Hello, my name is Elena Rafieva. You are listening to Undead Times, produced and hosted by KFAI.org. Today with me in the studio are
Matt McGee
and Lydia Stark.
I would like to point out that not so many stations like KFAI would play the bands we are about to play, simply because some bigger, more mainstream stations will not play music that is both metal and not in English.
Yeah, we're breaking a lot of rules here today, and I, for one, love it.
Oh yeah, I mean, isn't that the most metal way to do it? Break all the rules?
Absolutely. Before we get into these songs, we're going to start off with some news.
It feels strange reporting on essentially entertainment news when we have a terrorist attack, leaving 49 people dead and at least 20 wounded in two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand. However, I really hope that some of the stuff I have today will restore our communal faith in humanity just a little bit, even if just a little bit, because metal is about community. It's maybe about aggression, it's about expansion, it's a genre of high passions, but it is not about this kind of merciless violence that, frankly speaking, shouldn't have a place on our planet. Most unlikely culprit in faith in humanity restoration today is Metallica. They have granted Grand Rapids Community College in Michigan a hefty sum of $100,000 that is going towards a welding program that will provide more opportunities for non-traditional students to get their skills up to date and hopefully find jobs in the future. So Grand Rapids Community College is one of the 10 Metallica Scholars Colleges that have gotten grants from All Within My Hands Foundation that the band have established back in 2017. All Within My Hands gives out money to colleges through Metallica Scholars Program and to community food banks, such as Second Harvest Heartland here in Minneapolis. Almost every tour stop have seen some kind of charitable donation. I think that's really cool. Fender guitarists have conducted a funny study looking for what is like to be a beginning guitar player nowadays, 2017, 18, and 19. What they have found? More people are buying guitars, picking up guitars, but it's not anymore like aspirational rock stars. 50% of all beginners are women, or identify as women. 72% that responded to their surveys have picked up the guitar to learn something new and to better their own life, but not necessarily to get on stage. 60% or so of guitar players just want to play with themselves or with their friends. 42% said they do view guitar as part of their identity. And really cool, 19% of aspirational players that have responded to survey are African-American, and 25% are Latinx. That's cool. Beginning of rock, metal, and punk was less about being a big guy or girl on stage, and more about being part of the community and doing something fun and edgy with your friends. Maybe we are going back to that. Sorry for my voice today, really not working on my side. Meanwhile, Baroness have launched a video for the new single Borderlands, and it's going to be on the upcoming 6th album Golden Grey, 17 tracks that features Gina Gleason, and she is of course a new guitar player for the Baroness. The album will be released on June 14th, 2019. Of new releases actually, we have seen Iron Savior drop Kill or Get Killed today. That's a speed slash power metal out of Germany. Fun thing for people who like that kind of thing. Fallujah dropped Undying Light. There have been some few reviews online of that. Big change for them. They're changing the vocalist. Now it's Antonia Palermo on the vocal. They're coming to town on April 28th as part of Chaos and Carnage tour. They'll be playing at the Caboose. Headliners, of course, Whitechapel and Dying Fetus. Venom Prison have dropped some Sarah. Absolutely brutal death metal. And Abnormality have dropped a brand new single, Curb Stomp. Of what have been released before this year, Gamma Ray have released Master of Confusion back in 2013 on this day, and Lost Society, some pretty crazy thrashers, have released Past Loud Death also on March 15th, 2013. So let's hear a track from them. Here is Brain Dead Metalhead. Through about a few I love, the back one's up, blur. I got back myself. Let's go into the first track. I believe this one will be our borderline before we plunge deep into territory of non-English music. This is Creator.
Yes, this is Creator's song, Fallen Brother, off their 2017 release, Gods of Violence. The reason why this is a transitional song is because, for the most part, the verses are in English, but it threw me off at first, the choruses are entirely in German.
Let's go straight into it here on Another Times, produced by Creator.
Lies your light on through.
Jessica Field Testament.
That was Sangre Nativa, which is
the native blood.
It's native blood, but entirely transcribed into a different language. I didn't know that existed, and when I saw it, I was like, I could have used this for a Spanish project. I totally could have done that.
Well, you can maybe perform it during a Spanish class.
No, my Spanish is not that fluent, no.
But you can listen to it in practice.
Probably the best way to learn a language. Speaking of metal, let's play some more. What's up next?
Next is a band that is probably very dear and close to me. I have many experiences with many of the albums. Haven't seen them live. If I have opportunity, I will drive across entire Earth to see them. This is Psy. A track is L'Art de Mourir. I hope I pronounced it correctly. And it is off the Scenes from Hell album.
Yeah.
You are still listening to Undead Times, hosted and produced by KFAI. Just got done listening to some Brujeria from south of the border. Angel de la Frontera, that's the track, off the Pocho Aztlan. If you do listen to Root of All Evil, that is, you know, big metal show here on KFAI, I have played California Uber Aztlan, the cover of Dead Kennedys, 10,000 times, and it is just a very, very fun band to see live. They have opened for Cannibal Corpse a couple of times. I would consider them kind of a cross between some Norteño songs, you know, some of the traditional Mexican ballads, punk and metal. And before that was The Art of Dying, Del Arte de Morir, of Size, Sins from Hell.
We were just talking about the album cover for that album, Sins from Hell, and the artist that made it. Matt, has that pulled up right now?
All
right,
I will probably mispronounce this, and as always, apologies, but the artist, Aliran Kentor.
Good enough.
Apparently also did the artwork for Testament's Dark Roots of the Earth and Brotherhood of Snake, and that works. That's just so cool because we played a song off Dark Roots of the Earth, and we literally just learned this. We just found this out. Like,
because Native Blood originally appears on the Dark Roots.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. I think we have one more song left in this episode.
We do. This next song is by a Swiss band, Mirror Throne. I think it's a one-man band, but I may be completely wrong.
Sometimes we get stuff, and it is so new and so raw, we deliver it to you as we get it, basically.
But yeah, this guy is from Switzerland, but sometimes he sings in French. So this next song is called More Foes, here on Undead Times, hosted by KFAI.org.